الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، dear sweet brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we study on this, inshallah ta'ala, is the fifth class related to the مسالك الشيطان. مسالك الشيطان, that means all the way of the shaitan to come to the son of Adam to confuse him, to mislead him. SubhanAllah. So, as we studied before, when the shaitan was guaranteed that Allah not going to destroy him, then he make a dua. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to find this, but just to give you introduction for the class. Then the shaitan, he took a promise against himself to mislead the people, to make them disbeliever, or to make them disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, for example, Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Surah Al-Hijr, Iblis, عليه لعنة الله, said, my Lord, because you have put me in error, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them on the earth, and I will mislead them all. He gave a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will mislead all of them. This is ayah. And then also actually, he came in the straight path. In another surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قَالَ فِي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Same thing in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentioned that the shaitan, he said, surely I will sit for them in your Sirat al-Mustaqim, in the straight path, and they will come to them from the front, in the right, in the left, and their back, and you will never find them grateful. So he came from four sides, the front, yameen, shimal, and there in back, four sides, to whisper. If he is failing to come actually in the front of them and will be protected, he will come on the right side. If you close the right side, he will come in the left side. If you close the left side, he will come from the back. Right. So that is his job. After he guaranteed that Allah never gonna destroy him, when he disobeyed Allah and he did not prostrate to Adam as well as the angels, so he gave a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will mislead them from all sides. That's his job, subhanAllah. Right. Illa ibadaka al-mukhlasin. Allah said in Surah Al-Hijr, إِلَّا عِبْ except the servant believers, the sincere believers who has power to protect himself from a shaitan. He has no power over the believers. Only he got those who are weak in Islam, and he came and attracted them from everywhere. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then, for example, first of all, he's going to encourage them to commit shirk, associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, if they fail to do that, he will lead them actually to be fail in bid'ah. What's bid'ah, Sheikh? Bid'ah in Islam, every single thing to add it to this relation, or everything to take it or to reduce or to take it out from this relation. That's actually the bid'ah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فتنة الأمة in a secret bid'ah. Secret. You believe that you're doing right, but indeed you're doing wrong. And bid'ah, it's mislead the Muslim, especially when you take a step forward and you take responsibility and you say a word is not in the hadith, you say ayah is not in the Quran, you add some stuff, وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is called bid'ah. Those who change the religion of Allah, those who increase in this deen and is not from the deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he completed the deen. The Quran has been completed and the sunnah has been completed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some people today step forward and add some stuff to this deen. Add it. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Now, if he fail actually to mislead you and to lead you to be in the bid'ah, so he will come to another one. What is the another one to be inshallah ta'ala? So, I'm going to give you the example first for the bid'ah. The brother come to pray the salah, any kind of salah, zuhr or asr, stand up. Allahu Akbar, Allah loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I intended to pray Salat al-Suhr in Masjid Manhattan, which is located in Terry Cliff Street. You understand? Four rak'ah fard behind the Imam. Story. Who told you to do that? To say it actually in wudu. You enter the bathroom, and when you enter the bathroom, he said, you are not allowed to mention the name of Allah in the bathroom. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. While you know, we don't talk about the wudu area, we talk about the toilet in the bathroom, which has a toilet. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I intended to make wudu to pray Salat al-Suhr. Bismillah, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me exactly take my book by my right hand and do not. Let me to take my book, the book by the left hand. You understand? Oh Allah, exactly shine my face with the word from Al-Jannah. Story, who told you to do that? Al-Niyya mahalluha al-qalb. All the time, remember, the Niyya is located in your heart. You are not allowed to publish it. At-talaffuzu bin-Niyya bid'ah. To publish the Niyya from your heart to your tongue, to speak about it is bid'ah. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So when you know, before you came here, Sheikh Kiba today, Sheikh Mustafa, before you came here, you came and you came and you have intention to go Masjid Manhattan to pray Salat what? Yeah. Salat al-Zuhr. Allah, he knows about it or not. And when you stand here and behind the Imam make takbirat al-Ihram, say Allahu Akbar, Allah, he knows which is Salah or not. Why you have to tell Allah, oh, I intended to make Salat al-Suhr exactly four rak'ah behind the Imam, fard. You understand? Behind the Imam. So who told you to do that? Because Allah, he knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تَخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah, he knows the betrayal eyes. Where is your eyes going? And what's hidden in your heart? Why you publish it? You want to tell Allah, Allah, he doesn't know, so you have to tell him what kind of salah, what kind of wudu. La, ya akhi. He said, Allahu Akbar, that's it. Yes, the niyyah is located in your heart. Allah, he knows about it. You don't need to do that at all. The shaitan fail to mislead you in the bid'ah, you will come to another things. التوسع في باب المباح. to extend your actions in the chapter which is lawful to you. What, how does that mean? How does that mean? Say, for example, working is halal or haram?
Halal.
Working is halal or haram, Sheikh?
Halal.
You go work in halal and you work hours. It's halal. Allah command you to work or not? Yes. Aye. You find the Muslim 18 hours, 20 hours working. It is lawful to work, but you extend it because you became hungry for the money. Because when you work and hard, of course you're not going to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his portion. You're not going to give it because you're going to be tired. You need to dump your body. You are not able to stand up for tahajjud in the night. You are not allowed, you sleep without praying the Isha. All this will affect you. Because work is halal, but do not kill yourself in the work, because you taking the portion of the worshipping of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you take it. You don't give him his right. Number two. Cashier, save your money in the bank. But the bank will give me 5%, 7%, 10% in interest. We find the shaitan came through shaitan, because we have shaitan of the human and shaitan of the jinn too. Why you leave your money for the Yahud? Most of this bank, they have the money. No, I'm going to take the interest. Take the interest. Why you leave it for the Jew? And you find the Muslim fail in riba, وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And riba is the one of the great sins in Islam. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah save us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Food. Food is halal and haram. I have chicken, I have steak, I have shrimp, whatever it is. But you find the Muslim eating. For example, in Ramadan, shaitan whispering in you. You put all kind of food in the table in Ramadan. You find the Muslim filling up his stomach. Then he go for sweets. Then he go for fruits. And when you exactly fill up the tank, he became heavy. Go to Tarawih, ya akhi, Allah, ya akhi, because I have like a problem. I'm so heavy, I cannot go to the masjid, I will break my house. So, this is halal, Allah gave it to you. But you extend this actual halal, and you make it extra. Then when you make it extra, you are not able to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Well, is that right or not? Most of us who fail in that, sometimes actually I feel about that. Come to say, my kids, she told me, Dad, your birthday is tomorrow. We're going to make a cake for you and to buy candles, and we're going to make birthday for you tomorrow. You find yourself are forced by the children to lead you birthday is halal or haram, Sheikh Mustafa, to celebrate about your birthday. But the way exactly we act like the disbeliever, there is nothing in Islam called the birthday. Nothing. Well, yeah, this is bid'ah, something extra in Islam. Could you imagine Abu Bakr and Umar? He said, Abu Bakr, today tomorrow, hey, brother in the masjid, exactly tomorrow I will celebrate about my birthday. And everybody bring the sweets and celebrate and say, have a birthday or a birthday of you, Abu Bakr. Could you imagine about this? They did something like this? Never. But this is something we learned it from the West. And became in every single Muslim house except those who received mercy from Allah, and Allah protected them to fail in this bid'ah. You don't find a man Muslim. I know them. He is 70 years old. His children bought the cake and bought the candy, 70 candles, and they have to exactly to shut off the light and said, happy birthday, Dad. Where does that come from? A'uzu billahi al-ali al-azim. So the shaitan will come from the shatter of halal to eat the food, and they make it exactly for you to fill in this. First, we have something inshallah to speak about today. Remember, before we enter this actually and to read these pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Oh, you have believed. Enter the Islam in total. Accept the Islam in total. في السلم, السلم here is mean the Islam. كافة. Accept everything, not to take the peace which you like it, and to reject the peace which you don't like it. Sister, she read the Quran and she pray, and when she pass the ayat, Allah command her to wear hijab, she try to avoid it. We taking the peace, whatever we like from the Quran and Sunnah, and if we find something contradicting with my desire, I will avoid it. It doesn't work like this. You have to accept the Islam, the Quran and Sunnah in total.
Right.
And do not follow the steps of the shaitan, because this is from the shaitan to let you accept something and reject something else. It doesn't work like this. Because it's the biggest enemy. لا حول لا قوة إلا بالله. Right. What is actually the way to protect yourself from a shaitan? How you protect from the shaitan? Quick, in 1 minute. You want to defeat the shaitan? Make azan. I am in my house, make azan. Go and make wudu and make 2 rak'ah, and because the shaitan, he will escape when you hear the azan and the iqama. When you make the iqama in your house, for example, exactly this azan, shaitan, he will escape from you. So you burn him with azan. Number 2. Bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, as we said that before, every Muslim when he enter his house, he said Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The brother told me, I don't have anybody in a house. Even if there is nobody in a house, say Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What's going to happen? Because every single house had a shaitan and his group, his children, stick to the seal of the house. And when you enter the house and you say Bismillah, assalamu alaikum, the shaitan, he will tell his children, you don't have any hotel, you cannot sleep in this house. That's very easy. It's costing you something. Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How long it takes from you? And then when you sit down and you eat by your right hand and you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, shaitan will tell his children and his group, you don't have any food in this house, and up, they escape from the house. With Bismillah, when you enter the house, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, even if there is nobody in the house. And number 2, when you sit down and you eat by your right hand and you say Bismillah, he has no sleeping in this house, and he has no food in this house at all. That's number 1. When you have your clothes, learn all the time. When you take off your clothes, you come back home, you take your clothes without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the shaitan, he will look at you and he look to your private part, male and female. So the only thing to protect yourself from the shaitan is what, when you take your clothes and you put on your clothes, you say Bismillah all the time, all the time. So Allah will protect you from the shaitan, because Allah, he told us in the Quran that he sees you and his group when you're taking your clothes. Even the man when he meet his wife, as we explained it before, he has to say Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannibu shaitana ma razaqtana. Oh Allah, protect us from the shaitan and prevent the shaitan what you have provided us. When you meet your wife, it's a kind of provision. So if you have a child in this night, the shaitan will never touch this child. He will be a righteous child. But all of us will forget this, to say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim before even you meet your wife. So you must say that, inshallah, to be protected from the shaitan, inshallah ta'ala. Aye. Zikrullah. All the time, make your tongue wet by zikrillah. La ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. In your house, when you walk in the street, when you start your job, when you go somewhere, all the time make your tongue with the dhikr Allah, shaitan cannot come to you. Aye. First hadith here, look at this. Let's we join the first hadith. How to protect yourself from shaitan. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عن محمد بن إبراهيم عن عيسى بن طلحة عن أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استيقظ أحدكم من منامه فليستنثر ثلاث مرات فإن الشيطان يبيت على خياشيمك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in number one is said, Apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when any one of you awake up from sleep and perform ablution, he must clean his nose three times, for the devil spend the night in the interior of his nose. Can you imagine about this? The shaitan sleeping in the interior of your nose. So the ulama here, according to the translation, you have to say three times. Is that only to make it at the time of wudu? La. Even if you wake up in the night and you wake up, you have to stand. What you have to do, if you are able, you go to the kitchen, whatever it is, take some water and try, inshallah ta'ala, to istinthar, exactly. Three times. If you don't have the water, you make it like dry. Three times, as the Prophet ﷺ teach us, the shaitan, he will escape from you. Hadith number two. The Prophet ﷺ guide us, إذا سمعتم صياح الديك فاسألوا الله من فضله فإنها رأت ملكا وإذا سمعتم نهيق الحمار فتعوذوا بالله من الشيطان فإنه رأى شيطانا. When you hear the cocks crow, you know the rooster actually, so when you hear that, ask Allah for His favor upon you, for surely it has seen an angel. That means actually this rooster, which you call it actually the cock's crow, that means they saw angel. You are not able to see the angel, but this rooster is, they are able to, or Allah give them power to see the angel. So when you hear them cuckoo in the morning, that means they saw an angel. What you have to do after that? What you have to do? When you hear the bray of a donkey, seek refuge in Allah from Satan. You hear the donkey also crying, or hear the bray of a donkey. So what does that mean? That means he saw the shaitan. The donkey will see the shaitan. So what you have to do when you see the shaitan? Two things. If you hear this sound which come from your, exactly around your house or in your house, so all the time remember, when you hear actually the cocks crow, what you have to do? Right away make dua. Oh Allah, increase me. Oh Allah, guide me. Oh Allah, because this rooster saw the angel. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the opposite side, when you hear the donkey, the bray of the donkey, or the donkey cry, something like this, that means he saw the shaitan. So what you have to do? فَتَعَوَّزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. For sure, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan, because indeed the donkey saw the shaitan. This is sunnah, we don't have any idea about it. The Prophet never leave anything unless he guide us and show us what, how we deal with this situation. Number three, fast. Number three is we are late. We're gonna postpone it. Number three and four, and we continue our class because the time is over.
We still have 5 minutes, right?
The brother, they need to go to maybe work. Unless you tell me to take number two and four, three at least.
Three.
There is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim. The previous hadith was the rooster and the donkey was in al-Bukhari. Just to give you the hadith number and Muslim also. This hadith number three is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. 3756. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abdul Aziz has a isnad wa qala a'uzu billahi min al-khubuth wa al-khaba'is. When you enter the bathroom, as we learn in the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ guided us, instructing us how when we enter the bathroom, do not ever enter the bathroom except with the left foot. Bismillah, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. ها بسم الله. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. What does that mean? This hadith is also transmitted by Shabtar. What should we be saying when entering the area in which one relieve himself? The hadith here, exactly this hadith is also transmitted by Abd al-Aziz with the same of the chain of transmitter and said, I seek refuge with Allah from the wicked and the noxious things. In the shaitan, every bathroom, you're going to have al-khubuth, it's meal, the male of the shaitan. Al-khaba'ith, the female of the shaitan. So when you enter the bathroom, he will right away, will escape other way, he will see your private part. He will see your wife's private part. He will see your daughter's private part. Therefore, we need to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you enter the bathroom, and don't ever say any word actually from the Quran or from to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. You just say before you enter the bathroom, Allah will protect you. Because if you don't do that, you will be the shaitan and his group will be able to see your awrah, to see your private part. Do you need someone to see the awrah, the private part of your wife or your private part? If you don't say that, he will see that. One woman finally, to close, she told me here in this masjid. She told me, Sheikh, I have been for 5 years taking shower. If every time I take shower, I enter the bathroom and I take shower with full clothes. She go under the water with full clothes. I told her, who told you to do that? She told me, my imam, he told me all the time, if you need to take a shower, you take the shower with full clothes because the shaitan will seize you. Of course, actually her imam, the one who told her exactly that, is like a donkey. He's an example like a donkey. Because if every one of us actually will follow the same fatwa or fit opinion, all of us will have to take actually the clothes, to take our shower with full clothes. Is that allowed, Yahi? So why the Prophet teach us actually before you enter the bathroom? He told us to do that in order to be protected from the... When you say that, right away all the shaitan, the male and female, will escape from the bathroom and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Actually, your shower and take your clothes out. Nobody could see this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need. Inshallah, number 4, we're going to go for it. Continue to be with us in this class. But this class is very important. Sunnah guided us to actually to be protected from the shaitan. If we know the sunnah, everybody will live exactly happy life. Because this is what Allah and His Messenger wanted from us, inshaAllah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala protect us and make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah to protect all of us from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan, and to protect our children, our family member, our brothers in jama'ah, to actually be protected from the shaitan, inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for the Muslim in everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, احفظ المسلمين يا رب العالمين. يا الله احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب. وانصر إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم منصر إخواننا في أفغانستان. وانصر إخواننا في أفريقيا. وانصر إخواننا في إيشيا. وانصر إخواننا يا رب العالمين في أمريكا وفي الغرب يا رب العالمين. واحفظ أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين واشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله.